Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Your phone call is welcome at 869-1330. This is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. Okay, this is a good song. Sponsored by Wake Hartman and the Hartman Group of Companies. Don't forget, if you ever miss an episode, you can always visit knssradio.com. You'll find a link to podcasts of all our previous episodes there. And make sure you like and share the John Whitmer Show on Facebook. And of course, follow me on Twitter at John R. Whitmer. That's the best way to stay informed on all the latest show updates. The Rolling Stones, She's a Rainbow. Oh, yeah. Okay, so we're going to be talking about MSNBC's Joy Reid, who is a heck of a lot more like a nasty storm cloud than a rainbow, trust me. And recently, MSNBC's Joy Reid opened her show with a toxic screed saying that Republicans want COVID to spread. But no, she's like a rainbow.
All right, good evening, everyone. We're going to read out tonight with a message to Republicans. Okay, we get it. COVID is the precious, and you love it. You love COVID so much, you want it to spread in the schools, at the office, in the Walmart, on the cruise ships, and at the club. That gray spongy ball with the red spikes, you want it pumping through your veins.
Yeah, yeah. She's like a rainbow. Oh, this kind of nasty, hate-filled rhetoric is nothing new for Reid, or for that matter, many in the lamestream media. But lately, the hate of the unvaxxed is only getting worse. Joining us now to talk about this disturbing trend is Curtis Houck. He's managing editor at Newsbusters. Curtis, thank you for joining us this evening, brother. She's like a rainbow, though, isn't she?
Yeah, John, I wasn't sure if you were going to make it there. I think first of all, that song is more apt for the people, the spouse of the Survivor contestant, because there's a gay man on the season Survivor married to a pregnant trans man.
Oh,
so I think that song is more apt for that person. But anyway,
yeah.
But with Joy Reid, I mean, again, I think the most important point is Comcast is okay with this. Advertisers are okay with this. We put advertisers at the bottom of our blogs at Newsbusters so people can see. Just a small example for that moment, I included all the advertisers that we have links for from that episode. Because what is there is so dangerous. A reminder, this is the same person who thought Scalise had it coming after he and his colleagues were nearly mowed down, killed in an Alexandria baseball field right outside Washington here.
Yeah, this, I mean, she is just, I was going to ask you how the executives at NBC could be okay with this kind of open hostility. I honestly don't get it. You know,
it's racist.
Thank you.
If they can hurt, it's racist. Just like horses at the border are racist. If you get rid of Joy Reid, it's racist. There's a reason why someone much more sensible, like Steve Kornacki, was not given the Chris Matthews slot after he was unceremoniously let go.
Yeah.
There was a reason for that. So they picked Joy Reid because if you look at their primetime, it's all a bunch of white people. Ari Melber, Chris Hayes, the beta male, Rachel Maddow, the Yingling fly fishing lesbian, Lawrence Larry O'Donnell, the West Wing writer, you know,
right,
old Massachusetts liberal, and Lion Brian Williams. Okay. So they needed somebody in their evening who wasn't that. And they have Joy Reid. So with the leash that Joy Reid has to the reins, no pun intended, that she has to do whatever it is that she wants, she's going to say it without consequences here. So she's just allowed to say things that are fundamentally untrue and then complain about Gabby Petito being, you know, the plight of white woman, missing white woman syndrome. Whereas, you know, if only Joy Reid had a platform where she could talk about things of substance on her show, John.
Right.
If only.
That's the key here, is she spends so much time with this kind of nasty, vitriolic hate. She's wasting the platform that she does have, where she could actually make a difference for people of color if she wanted to. But instead, she's spending it in hate-filled rhetoric. Another of her favorite targets is Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. She recently went on, well, I'll just play this hate-filled tirade.
Does it feel like Ron DeSantis' strategy? I mean, the fact that he's going to say that that parents can make the decision to send their children to school even if they've been exposed to COVID, meaning they could get a lot of other children sick. And I know you as a parent, that's got to be alarming and send up alarms. But he does seem to be pushing, and hiring this guy feels like he's pushing maximum infection and then pushing people to get this treatment that happens to be what his largest donor makes money from. That is very suspicious to me. I don't know if it is to you.
Well, I mean, always with this MAGA criminal syndicate, you got to follow the money. And the money trail, I think, is crystal clear. Joy, there's another element, though. People say, why on earth would Ron DeSantis be engaging in this desperately bad politics? I mean, he's obviously taken a little bit of a hit in the polls, even in Florida.
We've heard enough. I mean, that right there, Kurt, is a MAGA criminal syndicate. I mean, who need? Seriously, Curtis? I mean, this is just, it's crazy stuff.
Right. If you want to cut off Regeneron from people that are sick, aren't you the ones that are saying that you're okay with people dying
of
COVID?
Well, and,
I mean, like, I don't, it's so ridiculous. It is so absurd. And that guy, Armandi, there, he says things. He's like Joy Reid. He says things that are so inflammatory so that he can continue to get back on television. And again, this goes to the whole point. People may be listening and saying, well, why are you talking about Joy Reid? Oh, why do you do it? It's clickbait. It's a waste of your time. Well, people listen to her.
Right.
It's not well watched. However, the number of people that watch her show, are, even though she has millions of Twitter followers, the more people are going to see her show than see her tweet.
Yes.
Just because you have millions of followers does not mean everyone will see your tweets. Your engagement is going to be far less than that. So what you say on television is far more impactful. You're at 7 p.m. Eastern, for goodness sake, on MSNBC. It has more people than CNN. So that's another argument right there. So it's the second, it's right there behind Fox. It's, well, not that right there. It's much further behind Fox News in the ratings war, but it is the second highest rated cable news channel.
Well,
so I think it's worth noting that this matters.
Fortunately, Curtis, her show, The Readout, is having its worst ratings quarter ever. Maybe it's because of this hate-filled rhetoric. It's on pace to have its least watched quarter ever amongst both total viewers and the key demographic of adults aged 25 to 54. In September, The Readout is down a staggering 56% amongst total viewers since January and shed 75% of its demo viewers over the same time period. So she's tanking in the ratings. Clearly, that's probably going to be reflected somewhat in, you know, the fact of her rhetoric and the nasty vitriol that she's spewing. why do advertisers and the executives, I get it. So why are advertisers putting up with it? I mean, Keith Olbermann was fired for some of the stuff he says. Why don't they can her?
Well, I think, again, this goes back to race. I mean, there's a whole reason. I mean, Joy, in that same episode last week, she went on to say that Republicans love COVID so much they want to drink it like a Kool-Aid cup. Like, who with functioning brain cells says that thinking it's good and then it's not inciting? Okay, where is Jake Tapper? Where is Brian Stelter, Oliver Darcy, Anderson Cooper, all the rest? They would talk on and on about this Trump tweet or that Trump tweet is going to get someone hurt, it's going to get someone killed. Whereas with Joy Reid, she just says the most evil things about people, and it takes one crazy person watching what she's saying to want to do something about it.
Yeah.
And that's why it's really important here. But again, this has to do with race. And that's what they're doing here. They're seeing everything through a racial lens. And you can't get rid of Joy Reid. It's really that simple. Because people like her, you know, she would cry racism if she were removed.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, Keith Olbermann couldn't because he was just an angry white man. And she's not. So I think you're right.
Right. And he has other gigs. He came from the sports world. I mean, you know, so that's a guy who you can go do other things. You'll find something else to do. Whereas Joy Reid, this is her life. This is what she does.
Yeah, it's just unfortunate. Curtis, we've posted a link to the recent Fox News story on this on the John Whitmer Show Facebook page. But if folks want to read more of your content or see some of the outrageous comments that she, you know, because most people don't watch MSNBC, obviously, because of their ratings, but they can visit newsbusters.org or better yet, follow you on Twitter at Curtis Houck, and it's H-O-U-C-K, correct?
Correct, absolutely.
All right, brother, well, I appreciate you. Thanks again for joining us this evening. Carry on the fight, my friend.
All right, everyone, have a good week. Thanks.
Coming up after the bottom of the hour break, we'll take your calls and have a panel conversation about critical race theory, funding, student achievement, and, oh, I don't know, who knows where this thing will go. We're having one of those crazy October nights with all four candidates running for the Wichita School Board, at least the good ones. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. We'll be back right after this.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.